Cool fact, a crocodile can't stick out its tongue. Also, you can get health insurance for a month or just under a year in some states. UnitedHealthcare short-term insurance plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage for you. Learn more at uh1.com.
The TalkSport Daily Podcast is proud to be in partnership with Enterprise Rent-A-Car. Whether your business needs cars, vans, or larger commercial vehicles, you can rent from the best lineup in the UK with Enterprise. And with flexible long-term rental, you can get vehicles for as long as you need them, from minutes to months. Whatever the mission, Enterprise's mobility experts can build a bespoke solution to suit your business needs. Visit enterprise.co.uk/business to find out more.
This is TalkSport Daily.
Hello, happy Wednesday, my friends. Welcome to another Andy Goldstein TalkSport Daily podcast with me, your host, Andy Goldstein. And of course, you can check me out on Drive later today from 4 p.m. We're doing a live OB. What does OB stand for? it stands for Outside Broadcast. Yes. What does that mean? We're doing an outside broadcast. Anyway, more on that later. In fact, more later from both Mikel Arteta and his Lego haircut and Pep Guardiola ahead of tonight's title decider between City and Arsenal. I promise that's coming up in just a moment. But we begin today's podcasty show thing, whatever you want to call it, with all the Premier League reaction. Starting with Javi Gracia's Leeds, drawing with Dean Smudger Smith's Leicester. Here's the fallout on TalkSport.
What might have been had Patrick Bamford steered in from 4 yards out with the goal wide and gaping? He didn't, and as a result of that, Leeds and Leicester share the spoils. It's finished here, live on TalkSport at Elland Road. Leeds United 1, Leicester 1.
For the game, we were expecting a good game, a good result, and after playing the game, getting only 1 point, I don't know if it's good or not so good. We have one more point and it's good, but I think it's not enough.
It was far too frantic. It was all over the place. It was just ridiculous at times. Bamford has a fantastic chance right at the death. He's got to hit the target.
Comes to Bamford at the back post and he's missed it from 3 yards out. It's dropped for Patrick Bamford in front of an open goal, in front of the Don Revie stand.
Well, that's why it doesn't feel like a good point for Leeds United, because they led and they let the lead slip again and they've missed a golden chance. But for Leicester, it's an away point, so on the face of it, that looks like a decent point. But actually, they were probably, over the 90 minutes, possibly the better side, weren't they?
Oh, definitely.
I felt that we were a dominant team. We give a really soft goal away from a throw-in and a cross to the far post. But I've just said to them in there, you know, we'd have been disappointed that we haven't won it, but don't lose it like we could have done with the two chances they've had right at the death from set pieces. They've had that drummed into them now, so hopefully that won't happen again.
Leicester were good. How Leicester are where they are, I don't quite know.
Crazy,
they've
really
got good players. Madison was outstanding tonight.
Yeah,
I thought Madison was the pick of the bunch. How, if you look at the goal, how Madison gets in, it's a 2v2 at one stage. How can that be allowed to happen? Javi Gracia has got to take some stick for this. To allow Leicester, in that position, to allow to attack Leeds when you're in control of the game, you're in possession of the ball, and you've got wing-backs going high and wide, or full-backs going high and wide, and to get caught in that position. Brilliant pass from Madison. He actually plays it in. Madison, great first touch, plays it into Vardy. And
you don't miss from there, does he?
He's rolled back the years. Yeah. Rolled back the years, matey.
Yeah.
So I reckon Leeds fans will be phoning up.
Who's
saying,
going down at them two?
Leeds. Any of them? Leeds for me.
You made a great point there about the naivety at the back. It's been the story of our season. For some reason, we just got all guns blazing. And for the point, I would have taken a 1-0 definitely today. And I would have thought that, you know, from Gracia's experience as a coach, that he would have just said, right, okay, let's just not park the bus, but let's just, you know, play it and not go all guns blazing.
Like, Oliver, like, you're so open. Like, it's all right to park the bus and be horrible. Put the ball down the channels and keep it tight. I'm looking at Leeds, they're still trying to attack, you're winning the game.
Joy for the Villa faithful, because they're into fifth place in the Premier League, and European football more than a distinct possibility for Aston Villa next season. Villa 1, Fulham 0.
And it's the Villa gaffer, Unai Emery. No relation, of course, to Dick.
Today to win is getting us more possibility to achieve it, but of course, I am sending the message, we are going to try to get, because it's very important for me as a coach and for the player, for the club and for the supporters. But we have to continue our way and trying, of course, to improve.
Neves up to the ball. Bottom corner, Wolves 2, Crystal Palace 0. Wolves get 3 massive points to ease their relegation fears here, because Palace won't come back from this late in the game.
On now to the Palace manager, Roy Hodgson. Now, for legal reasons, I'm not allowed to do an impression of Roy Hodgson, but if I was, it would sound like this.
I took quite a lot of satisfaction from the game because of the way the team played in the second half and the way that we didn't allow that early goal from the first corner kick and the own goal to throw us off track and reduce, if you like, the consistency and level of performance I'm looking for.
So let's salute the Championship champions at Ewood Park, Mickey Gray.
We now have the champions of the Championship, where it has finished Blackburn Rovers 0, Burnley 1. After a very lacklustre first half, the game sprung to life in the second, and against the run of play on 66 minutes, Manuel Benson picked up the ball on the right-hand side and he chopped in on his left foot to curl a wonderful strike into the top corner to win this game and the Championship title. It's Premier League football for Vincent Kompany and Burnley next season. They have been the outstanding team in this division so far, and congratulations to them. Blackburn's playoff hopes have taken a real dent tonight, and with Luton and Millwall to play, Rovers still have it all to do.
Now, Man City boss Pep Guardiola no one really knows, and Arsenal manager Mikel Arteta have been speaking ahead of the top of the table Premier League clash. Oh my goodness, it's just huge. And it's live and exclusive on TalkSport tonight, meaning the only place you can hear it is right here on TalkSport, unless you're there and you can hear it there. Anyway, Mikel Arteta has claimed that the title won't be decided tonight. Well, that's a fact, yeah. But first, here's Pep Guardiola, when asked what advice he would give Arteta on how to stop Haaland. Here's his response.
What he has shown in his career, not here, is difficult to can imagine, but I think as a team, to be involved as less as possible. When we play against him when he was in Borussia Dortmund, is try to have 70-80% of ball possession to don't be involved as much as possible. As much we have the ball, we have more chances. But the game we're going to play tomorrow will be, I guess, a game like a lot of transitions and a lot of duels, because they plan to play a game and so aggressive, almost man-to-man all around the pitch, and that's why the only man free is the keeper, so that's why the way you do the process is difficult.
If we win tomorrow night, we haven't won the league, that's for sure. It will shift a little bit, probably the percentage, but 5 games in this league with the games that we both have to play, very tricky still. It's going to be a tough night and challenge, yes, but the opportunity is incredible for us. And we knew from the beginning, you want to win a Premier League, you have to go to Spurs and you have to beat them. You have to go to Chelsea and you have to beat them. You have to go away from them and you have to beat them. And this is what we've been doing. That's why we are here. And now we have to go to City and you have to beat them. You want to be champion, you have to win those matches. It's as simple as that.
Also on Andy Goldstein's Drive Time show yesterday was rock and roll superstar Noel Gallagher. Here he is talking about stuff. I say stuff, that's quite a generic link. That's because producer Tom behind me forgot to write the link. Didn't you, producer Tom?
Whatever.
Yeah, whatever. Oh, I see what you've done there.
I think if we win it, I would make us favourites, because once we get in front, we don't tend to let it slip. But I think if Arsenal win, it still only puts them, with our games in hand, 2 points in front. So if they think it can't be won tomorrow and it can't be lost by City, but all the pressure's on Arsenal after the Southampton thing, now it's like they have to win that game. Because I think if they don't win that game, their fans, they give up at the best of times. And I think they'll throw the towel in. Guardiola.
It works. Now, interim manager Christian Stellini has been sacked by Tottenham Hotspur after just 4 matches in charge. Simon Jordan seemed to question the strategy around recent appointments at the club.
It's far from ideal to be in a situation where your last 3 managers
have been Jose Mourinho, Nuno Espirito Santos and Antonio Conte, and they seem to lurch from one perspective to another. They seem to have gone from a winner in Mourinho with a culture, then off to Nuno Espirito Santo, who's not a winner, but is someone that was operating at a reasonable level in the Premier League, then back to a nailed-on winner with Antonio Conte. There doesn't seem to be a coherent strategy around what they're thinking about and what they're trying to achieve. But I can understand some of the reasons behind it. Tottenham Hotspur are just lurching from one dynamic to the other. But at this moment in time, it's no doubt that Tottenham are floundering.
Spurs defender Clement Longley has been speaking exclusively to TalkSport's Sam Ellard. Following Stellini's sacking last night, Ryan Mason will take over, of course. Longley told Sam that it hasn't been a pleasant past few days at the club.
As you said, it was difficult days after the defeat against Newcastle, of course. The way we lost this game, you are always disappointed. And also after the statement of the club about Christian. So it was 2-3 days very tough, but now we have to push all together in the same direction to fight against United at home and to try to reach the best result possible.
Clement Longley has exclusively told TalkSport that everyone at Spurs will get a lift with Ryan Mason in charge. Mason will be in the dugout on Thursday with Manchester United, the visitors to North London, live on TalkSport.
Yeah, Ryan is in a new role, but he's here from a long time, so everyone in the club know his quality, and we have to show great behavior to find the solution to win for the club and also for him, because it's a difficult task for him also.
On now to the Huddersfield manager on TalkSport Breakfast, Neil Warnock, claiming he'd rather have his back four than Tottenham's. Oi, Goldstein, aren't Huddersfield 21st in the Championship? Yeah, that just underlines exactly what he was talking about, doesn't it?
Newcastle 5, Tottenham 0. It's madness.
You couldn't predict Tottenham losing 5 after 20 games, 20 minutes, could you?
Yeah.
And I'm thinking, would you have any of them back four instead of my back four? No, I'd rather have Huddersfield. You know, if I'm honest.
What would you have done differently in that game? If it, after 3-0, what would you have done, Neil?
I would have gone home. Because that wouldn't have been my team, that. Deary me.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Cats and cat owners deserve better than any old-fashioned litter. That's why I teamed up with scientists and veterinarians to create Pretty Litter. Its innovative crystal formula has superior odor control and weighs up to 80% less than clay litter. Pretty Litter even monitors health by changing colors to help detect early signs of potential illness. It's the world's smartest kitty litter.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Finding your perfect home was hard, but thanks to Burrow, furnishing it has never been easier. Burrow's easy-to-assemble modular sofas and sectionals are made from premium, durable materials, including stain and scratch-resistant fabrics. So they're not just comfortable and stylish, they're built to last. Plus, every single Burrow order ships free right to your door. Right now, get 15% off your first order at burrow.com/ACAST. That's 15% off at burrow.com/ACAST.
This episode of the TalkSport Daily is brought to you by Enterprise Rent-A-Car. Planning to hire or share a car or van? Enterprise is there every step of the way. Whenever and wherever you need a vehicle and whatever it's for, Enterprise can help. With over 450 locations across the UK, they're just around the corner. Whether you need a weekend rental, a holiday hire, a replacement car, or you're planning a business trip, home or away, Enterprise are there to help. To find out more and book, visit enterprise.co.uk.
Now, Liam Smudger-Smith will rematch Chris Eubank Jr. in a middleweight clash on June the 17th at the Manchester Arena. Smudger told TalkSport he's 100% confident he can beat Eubank again.
Yeah, I'm just feeling the same as I was beforehand. You know, I'll train properly. I'll do everything I do normally in the gym. And I'm 100% confident I'll beat Chris again. The one thing I can give him, that's one thing he's not short of doing. He's not short of talking. He's not short of convincing people. He's the best thing since sliced bread. So I don't expect him to shy away from the first fight. I think he's going to... I'm probably interested to see what he comes with today, actually. And I'm sure he's not going to be shy of a few words.
On the flip side of that, Chris Eubank Jr. joined me and Benty on Drive, and this is what he said about the fight.
Towels are going to be banned from your corner.
completely. You said at the press conference, I've personally instructed Roy Jones Jr. to never bring a towel again. I'm guessing that's tongue-in-cheek, or did you mean it?
Do I look like a tongue-in-cheek guy to you? This is my...
I'm going to say no, because I'm quite scared of you now, if I'm honest.
This is my life. This is what I do. If I'm getting hurt, if I'm in a position where things aren't going my way, I'm not having another man throw in a white towel to stop a fight to try and save me.
Well, that's it, gang. Thanks for listening on the TalkSport app or wherever you get your podcasts from. I'm back on Andy Goldstein's Drive Time Show at 4 p.m. today alongside Darren. Oh, my foot still hurt. I thought it was the other foot. Oh, yeah, I put the bandage on the wrong foot. Ben. After us, of course, it's the big one from 7 p.m. as Man City take on Arsenal. That's a TalkSport exclusive. On TalkSport 2, however, it's West Ham against Liverpool. And on the app, there's Forest against Brighton. Or in the Championship, you've got Chelsea against Brentford. Oi, Goldstein, that's a Premier League game, you idiot. Oh, yeah, my mistake. Anyway, there will be another one of these Andy Goldstein TalkSport Daily Podcasts out first in the morning, so do what you got to do to get it. Until then, thanks for listening. Have a good day and a bubble. Be safe, everyone. Be safe.
That was a podcast from TalkSport.
The TalkSport Daily Podcast is proud to be in partnership with Enterprise Rent-A-Car. Whatever your mission, home or away, don't delay. Enterprise has the vehicle for the job. Rent from the best lineup in the UK. With over 450 branches, Enterprise has what your business needs. From compact three-door cars to spacious SUVs and people carriers to vans, they offer a large range of reliable vehicles perfect for the job. To find out more and book, visit enterprise.co.uk.
Planning for your next trip? Elevate your travel style with Quince. Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/trip for free shipping and 365-day returns.